Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
12:29 here on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. So, Hoff, what is this reveal nonsense? What is this?
So we've been talking about this for the past couple days now. So it's funny that this came up. You're talking about having, you know, teams that you like, wearing, you know, someone wearing somebody else's jersey, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that I'm a diehard Mets fan. That's a given. That's my favorite team of all time.
Okay.
The Jets are up there.
What's the first Mets team you really, truly remember watching? Who's your first favorite Met?
Howard Johnson. We talked about this.
Oh, we did talk about that.
So I was four when they won a World Series, so I don't remember
it
exactly.
No, you can't remember that. Yeah.
But the 88, 89, I started to go to games more.
I remember the bad teams, the Vince Colemans, the Saberhagens, that mess.
Jeffries. Oh, they were terrible. They were a dumpster fire when I started to really like the team.
I thought Greg Jeffries was going to be like Ted Williams.
Oh my, me too. He was gonna be my next favorite Met, and that died a quick death.
He actually had a couple of good years with the Cardinals under Joe Torrey.
I did
stole
see
some bases, hit 320, 330, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
So the Mets are my number one team.
All right.
The Jets are up there. The New York Rangers are up there too.
Okay.
But I have another team. I don't really have a basketball team. Maybe Dallas Mavericks back in the day. That was like the team that I kind of rooted for. But
because of what?
I know. That's random.
I know. Dude, I love Jason Kidd, Jamal Mashburn, Jim Jackson. That was like
my players.
Yeah,
they were all going after Tony Braxton, all three of them. That's why they broke up the team.
That's why?
Yeah.
Did anybody win out on that?
But I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to get into it. I probably gave you more than I should have. But anyway, go ahead.
So there's another team that I love so much since they came into inception.
What sport?
Hockey.
Let me guess.
Lightning.
No, it's the Sharks. You told us this the other day.
Did I tell you this?
You did. Is it the colors? Because colors.
No,
pretty cool.
No. Just because I was, 8 years old when they came into play.
Yeah.
So, I love Jaws, the movie Jaws. I love everything about sharks. So it was like easy tie-in, NHL 91, playing the video game every day.
Okay.
So I don't know if that ties into your can't root for two teams.
Are you staying up late watching the Sharks on ESPN Plus?
Yeah.
You are.
Especially during playoff season. Forget about it.
You
are. I'm locked in.
No.
So he's like an actual fan. He's not like a...
Dude,
I kind of like them a little bit.
No.
Hold on. He's got the jersey that he's putting on.
Who is that? Adam Graves?
No, that's not Adam Graves. It's all about this guy. Like, everything he does is with an eye on getting clicks.
And hold on.
I know what he's doing.
Look at this. By the way.
He's TikToking.
He is.
So do you understand the type... This is not just a San Jose Sharks jersey. This is a tie-in to the Rangers as well.
Okay, who is it? I can't tell. Which former Ranger turned Shark?
Do you want to take a guess at all or no?
I don't want to expose my lack of knowledge on hockey. No, I'd rather not.
One of the all-time great Rangers.
One of the all-time great Rangers?
Yeah. Stanley Cup winner.
Not Graves. It is Graves.
He played Graves. Two seasons with
there
the Sharks.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I know.
Did you not hear me say that?
Did you say Graves?
Of course I did. Is that Adam
Tiki.
Graves?
Nice job, Teak.
Yeah. You know Tiki how I know Adam Graves?
My you saw first, his jersey earlier?
No, the first hockey game I went to, Adam Graves invited me to.
Of course, this guy.
And he's like, hey, you want to come? I was like, sure. Sat on the glass. I was like, dude, this
did
is
you really?
Intense, man.
Remember when Wayne Gretzky's wife, when the glass exploded on her?
Oh, my God. The glass. Oh, my God. That was terrible.
Yeah. In front of her?
It fell on her.
Yeah, that was
like
not...
Like it shattered or like tipped over?
No, it shattered.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. It was not good. So now does this go...
Let me get to the bottom of this.
Let me ask you a question. Do you hate this?
No,
I'm a Rangers fan and a Sharks fan. Both.
No. I don't like it. Let me get...
Wait, why didn't you pipe up yesterday? Why were you...
I had to bring the jersey.
I know, but hold on.
I had to show...
This was a debate yesterday.
You had to make the whole presentation.
It was a debate yesterday.
And he just laid out.
Nobody had my back. Half the callers are like, Tiki, you're crazy.
Well, yeah.
You can't do that.
They're going to be with me.
And you're just going off, and you had my back the whole time. And
I
didn't say boo.
I had to sell the moment.
Come on, Hoff.
I've trained them well. Rule number one on the show: who's always right?
BT.
That's right. Rule number two: who's always wrong? There we go. Now, Hoff, here's why I don't have a huge issue with it. Although I don't love it, The fact that it's an expansion team and it's
not an original.
Yeah, a little obscure. It's not like the Canadians or the Leafs or, you know, or the Flavies or the Flyers. You never like them as a Rangers fan. But describe your, like, I don't know the level of fervor in which you root for the Rangers. I know you're a maniacal Mets fan. Are you a crazy Rangers fan or a lukewarm Rangers fan? That's an important question.
I am. I wouldn't say I'm a crazy. I'm not.
You can't be crazy if you have a second team.
But I've always in touch with the Rangers.
No, but that's different. In touch.
I'm not lukewarm. I've gone to many Rangers games over the years. I definitely go watch the team. I try to teach my kids about the Rangers.
Did you play hockey growing up?
I did.
You did?
And I met Roger Bear. I did all that.
All right, enough of the name dropping. Is it your third favorite sport?
Fourth? Second.
Second. Behind baseball.
Baseball number one, hockey number two.
And then in front of football?
Yeah.
Wow.
I never played football. I played hockey.
Yeah. I didn't play a lot of it. I played 2 years of football. They put me at left tackle.
But you never played.
I was the skinniest kid on the team. I got my brains beat, and I'm like, I'd rather play in the street and play quarterback. I was horrendous.
But you never played hockey either.
Oh, I played hockey in the street all the time.
Oh, but not like actual hockey.
I played ice hockey, dude.
Oh, you did?
Oh, hell yeah.
You had to play defense. You had to be a goon.
I was defense for a few years, and then the last couple of years, they put me up as wing.
Must have been one slow league if they put you at wing.
I was very slow. That was my downfall.
Yeah, I can tell.
I was a very
heavy footed,
very smart player. My coach told me, he's like, you're the smartest guy on the team, but you are just so slow.
Oh, he's so cerebral, that Hoffman. Wow, we have to have him on the first line.
This happened my rookie year, BT.
What's that?
Janet Jones taken by ambulance to Manhattan Hospital.
It was 97. That sounds about right.
October 23rd, 1997.
Yeah. First week of the season.
She had a concussion. And a cut on her lower lip after being struck by a pane of heavy treated glass.
Now, I forget, I don't think a puck. Did somebody smash in? Somebody had to smash into it.
I think it was a check. I think there was a check, right? And then,
Wow.
That was definitely a scare.
Get Pauline at some Ranger games.
Jones and
really
an unidentified woman were sitting in the first row. Were injured late in the third period when a collision between two players dislodged the heavy paint.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
That was back
dude.
Page, front page stuff. All the papers.
I don't remember that.
So, honestly, Hoff, in summation, I don't have much of an issue with it because there's no connection. Rangers, Sharks, only in the Stanley Cup. Now, if it was Vancouver, who the Rangers beat in 94. I'm just saying. I know you're not going there. I get that. Or if you were an Islander fan and it was like, I don't know, also Vancouver. I'm fine with it. It's fairly innocuous.
And it's not a rival, right? So
no, it's definitely not a rival. I also feel like you got into, wasn't that a bit of like, I think the San Jose Sharks jerseys were in a lot of 90s rap videos.
Possibly.
I think they were.
As soon as I saw the expansion team pop up.
I think they were. Teek, I'm serious. Yes,
oh, dude. I mean, there's like the
Charlotte
Hornets.
Same with the White Sox.
The Hornets, too. Hornets was everywhere. Remember the Charlotte Hornets jerseys? They were
Talk about Larry Johnson, Muggsy Bogues, or a little bit after that? Lonzo, that era?
LJ and Muggsy for sure.
Grandmama. Mm.
Del Curry.
Of course, Del. Yeah. How about Del? Del and Steph's mom, not together anymore.
I know.
What happened?
That's sad.
Rough on the wives these days.
Big Lou's got the doors open for Big Lou.
Big Zoo.
He's on the prowl. He's always on the prowl.
Is he really, he goes for the Cougars? Is this true?
That's the rumor. I haven't seen him out playing, but I've heard the rumors.
Uh-huh.
And dude, he does his thing.
I like him.
Supposedly legendary.
Yeah.
Even though that's a contradiction.
That's true. That's very true. What is his, some of the listeners here seem to have a bit of an affinity for Big Zoo. And the origin is from the boat party with Boomer and Gio when he shaved his back. Is that the whole story?
That's part of it.
I'm still learning the station dynamics here.
So they had him on a couple times, too, to do some dances, whatever. Like, this, talk about
him dancing drunk.
Talk about, no, but this is not even drunk, just an average day. They had him go in doing, like, I don't know if it was a twerk or something like that.
Okay.
You talk about TikTok videos. They should have that. That's a perfect video. They missed out on that.
He seems like a fun guy.
Also, his Knicks stuff. Big Knicks fan.
I know. When you took one of your, 322 vacation days, he was filling in, and the Knicks trade broke.
Well, he did videos for them.
I think topless. Yeah, I think it was a topless.
Wait a second. That's not the guy. Wait a second.
Hold on.
Big Zoo's not the guy from when we beat the Celtics in double overtime the opening night where he was in that video.
It looks like
it. It does look like him a little. Okay. I would have known that.
No.
What would have happened if it would have been him?
It would have been awesome, but then we would have beat him up because the bing bong ruined the Knicks. Destroyed our season.
Of course it
did.
That
stupid bing bong mantra. Bunch of clown Knicks fans who were like half Knicks fans. Oh, bing bong! Morons. And I love them, but once Mike Breen dropped the bing bong during a game, I knew we were
dead.
That
was it.
I knew it was over. Over.
Fat. How do you recover from that? Can you do an un-bing bong?
No, I think you just go back to being Mike Breen,
you trade for somebody who's important.
That would be nice. The deadline's coming up, so you got a little time to do that. You're off the hook, Hoff, the reveal. You're all right. It's not. I don't love it, but I can't cross you based on the 3,000-mile separation. It's not a big deal.
I feel like Joe B. would have hated this.
Yeah, well, I mean, Joe B.'s not on the show right now. Mm. Well, next time we get him on, we'll
I'll
unleash
him
on you.
For him, yeah.
Okay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.